Hello? Hello? Anybody there?
Hello, this
Hello?
is Donnie with customer support, returning a call back. Can I have your zip code to locate your account?
Hey there. Can you
Can
hear
I
me?
have your zip code to... Hello?
Yep, I can hear you now. Can you hear me?
Can I have your zip code to locate your account?
95658.
First and last name on the account.
John Smith.
Okay, will it be under a different name or a zip code?
John is SEAN.
Okay, will it be under a different name or a zip code?
No.
You have your order ID number?
I have a cancellation number for the subscription I was tied to.
Okay, what's the cancellation number?
Yeah, it is. One second. Looking it up right here. KC 021.
Okay, yeah, that's not a cancellation number.
That's what they told me.
Verify your shipping address for security of the account.
9120 Castle Oaks Court in Newcastle, California, 95658.
One moment.
Okay.
Okay, I'm looking at your account for the Factory Direct Cleaning Club membership and the Elite Roam. Looks like your account has already been canceled. How can I help you?
So I was requesting a refund on the membership subscription fee that I got charged. That was not super clear when I purchased the drone.
I do apologize for the misunderstanding. That charge on your account is considered valid, just with it being an after-trial charge from when you initially ordered the Self Elite Drome on December 5th. They gave you 48 hours to call in to cancel the membership to keep from being a member. So that charge will be considered valid.
I get it, but it's pretty crappy business to hide a subscription in the terms and then go and sneakily do it. Now, I'm not blaming you because I know you're just the support center, but that's pretty raunchy of a company to do something like that. I can only imagine you get a lot of these phone calls. So I'm requesting full refund of the fee, $67.32.
Okay, so I'm not going to be able to issue a full refund due to the charge being valid, but as a courtesy, I can issue you a 35% courtesy refund of the charge, and it takes about 3 to 5 business days.
I'm not going to accept anything other than a full refund. So
I'm
not
going to be able to do
the power to do it.
Sorry.
You can. I know you can. I've already talked to someone, so I know it's possible. So I'll dispute the charge on my card.
Okay. You're more than welcome to. What they do is give us a call first. We do provide them with our legal documentation of our terms and conditions, along with the information on the account. Your bank nor credit card company can overwrite our terms and conditions. Therefore, they will hold you responsible for that charge. And this company does bills when the majority of all disputes filed against this company due to the legal documentation of our terms and conditions. However, I can issue a one-time customer courtesy refund of 50%, and that's the most I can do for you.
I know you can do 100. That's what I'm asking for. I understand your position, and I feel it's pretty poor business for them to set it up the way they have. And I'm sorry you have to be the one that has to deal with it.
Okay, so once again, sir, I'm not going to be able to issue a 100% refund, but I can issue a 50% courtesy refund of the charge. And it takes 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. I'll go ahead and dispute it. I appreciate your offer. Thank you very much.
Okay, so you do decline the 50% refund of the charge, is that correct?
Because I'm requesting 100%, and so...
Okay, let me get that notated in your account and sent over to your bank. One moment.
Okay.
Okay, so I did speak with my supervisor. They are going to issue you a full refund of the charge. It takes about 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling customer support.
You too. Bye.